Greetings, this is Habits into Health, and you're listening to Michael Ann Conley. And you might be able to hear a little bit from my voice. I've got waylaid by a little bug earlier this week, went right into my chest. And so I've had an opportunity in terms of recuperation to just be quiet and be rested. And so I was thinking about the series that we've been doing recently on self-help, and I realized that the first step to self-help is self-care. So I'm going to do a little bit of that for myself today and keep this week's program very, very, very simple. Of course, Habits into Health is all about habit change. I've been thinking about that because everything is about habits, isn't it? The solar system has habits. What are habits, actually? They're kind of like routine things. But then also life is about change. So there is this process of change in the midst of habitual behavior. And of course, when we get caught up in habits that go awry, where somehow the change isn't happening in the way that feels optimal, it really gets in our way, doesn't it? So that's what this show is about. A lot of times where we end up is we look better on the outside than we feel on the inside. That's one way that I say it. And the other thing is we try to do is we try to fix everything from our brain. So I also say, let the body lead so your mind doesn't have to. So to keep it simple for today, what we're going to do is just a little exercise in self-care. I'm going to practice what I preach and just lead you through a little bit of an exercise that can help you be attuned to what you want in terms of your own habit change. I'm going to invite you to put your attention very lightly on a habit that causes you some challenge in your life. And very lightly, by that I mean this is just an opportunity to practice a type of self-contact by naming an issue without being swallowed up by it, without being overwhelmed by it, but instead by being attuned to the physical reality of this habit right in the moment. And if you want, you can just focus on what's happening physically in the moment, even if it's not associated with a habit. Right now, I'm just very aware of the congestion in my chest, for instance. Whatever it is that you attend to, just notice what you're in the midst of. Perhaps you're in the midst of your problem habit right in this moment. And unless it's immediately endangering yourself or others, like drinking and driving at the same time, just try something different for a moment. Rather than stopping what you're doing, be more attentive to yourself while you're in the behavior. So while you're sitting here, if you're engaged in your habit, just notice where you feel yourself. And if you're not engaged in your habit, you could just track, where do you feel tight or tense? Where do you feel alert or engaged? Where do you feel numb or loose? Those are just examples. For instance, let's say nicotine is what pulls at you and you're smoking right now, or you're thinking about smoking. How do you feel as you're engaged in this pull to smoke or engaged in the smoking itself? Maybe you can feel your fingers cradling the cigarette or your lips as they suck when you inhale or purse on the exhale. Or another example, maybe your habit involves gossiping about the lives of others and you've just been talking with somebody else about a person you know. Does some part of you feel salacious or excited about the news you've learned or the opinion you've shared? Where do you feel these signals in you? Where do you notice this feeling of excitement? Maybe you feel a little bit ashamed that you've just talked about somebody else. Where do you feel that? Somewhere in your forehead or your mouth? Do you feel squeezed in your eyes or tightened in your shoulders? Here's another example. Maybe you've been nursing a soda, or you succumbed to a cookie earlier today. Maybe you made yourself throw up that cookie, and you went to great lengths to do it someplace or in some way that no one else would see you. What do you say to yourself about this habit of yours? This habit that sticks around, that doesn't seem to change or release itself from you. You might have some thoughts come up, and that's okay. Your cortex is connected to your body. It's actually a part of your body. but you also might have a felt sense. And whatever your answer, I'm going to guess that you're not feeling good about the habit, and possibly not about yourself. Here's the thing. When we get into that place, we often actually keep the habit around a little bit longer. When we start judging and critiquing or criticizing ourselves, it's not going to go away. So here's something to practice. Just find a place in you that you recognize is a part of these not good feelings. And notice what you're doing there. Maybe tense or tight, stiffened. Maybe numb or still. Have you stopped yourself from breathing? How do you do that? Have you stiffened in your neck? And then what happens when you stay with this feeling? It might not be comfortable, and that's okay. Because sometimes at the start, we just have to notice what is, and not make any judgment about it. Now, just for a moment, if you can, bring your hands together and rest them on your belly and just breathe. If you wait long enough, you'll notice that your feelings do move around and change, just as your breath changes. There's a rhythm to it, a routine, kind of like a habit. But there's also adjustments and changes. So in terms of self-care today, I really want to encourage you to join me. Notice what is. Don't try to make it any different. This is a practice in acceptance, and it's one of the first steps in making a habit change. So I want to thank you for hanging out with me a little bit. I'm going to go back and be in my quiet space, and next time we'll explore the third consideration about self-help groups, which is how big have the consequences been around your problem habit. I'm just going to sign off for now, because we're going to keep it short and sweet today, and encourage you that if you're ready to take a new approach to a problem habit or addiction, you can come to my website, and that's at habitsintohealth.com. And I have a free self-assessment questionnaire with some ideas that can give you some food for thought. Remember, no matter what you do, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits. I want you to be able to start creating a life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.